If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. Inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. Thank you.
Hello, Medford.
Hey, Medford.
How's it going? It's your favorite granola girls, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. That was Ain't No Grave, Pull My Body Down, Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yes, it was.
Before that was Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Do we even have to say that?
Do we even need to introduce?
No, we really don't. But the theme of this episode, yeah. I guess. So Georgia texted me last week and she was like, hey, just found out it's National Guitar Month.
It's actually International Guitar Month.
Sorry, International Guitar Month. Which, didn't know that was a thing in the first place. But here we are. So we just put together a playlist of our favorite guitar tunes.
Yeah,
I guess.
Tunes featuring iconic guitars or guitars that we like.
Right. So, and of course we had to start with Chuck Berry.
Yeah,
I think that was a good choice.
With Johnny the Boys.
Yeah.
The guitar song.
Right.
But then I wanted to throw in, first of all, also this past weekend was the Tufts Gospel Choir.
It really was. We were just talking about it.
And it truly was.
It was a spiritual experience. It was.
And so this next pick from Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I chose because not only is she an iconic figure in gospel and rock and roll history and guitar playing history, but also really kind of pushed gospel music to the top and made it what it is today and helped popularize that kind of those kinds of tunes.
Yeah.
So, shout out.
Shout out to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. It's just unfortunate that not more people know about her and know her story, because I feel like she obviously changed so much about the music industry. So, shout out. Yeah.
Shout out
to Sister.
Sister.
Yeah, this is for her. What's up next, Georgia?
Next, we have Age of Consent.
Okay, this was my pick. It's so good. That's all I have to say. This song is so good. The guitar from the beginning, gets stuck in my head all the time. So, not even the words of the actual song, just the,
That's the goal of this week, is just, the guitar stuck in your head.
No, exactly. So, yeah, this is Age of Consent.
Yep.
Woo.
Won't you please let me through? you know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and that's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read by. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when it came down through the wire, huh. Now you, it's your imagination trying to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. Opportunities. I try to stay true to you, and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I give it up away just to hear you say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled.
honestly, there's a bad moon.
And it's rising.
It's rising.
It's on the rise. Yep. So that was Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It really was.
And before that was Giving Up the Gun by Vampire Weekend. Georgia, would you like to speak to that one?
I picked that one because there's a part that goes, I heard you play guitar, City Bar. And it's like, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then before that, we had The Wire by Haim.
We really did.
Which is, you know, just a really great song.
Yeah, and I think on our last episode, we talked about how a lot of the songs we like are just white men playing guitar.
Yes.
So I think this episode, there's a lot more, like, a lot more. There's two. Yeah. There's, like, you know, Haim and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. You know.
And Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, that's coming up, Georgia.
Oh, sorry.
Don't spoil it.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, like more women playing guitar, you know? Very cool. yeah. And I don't know, Georgia, what like inspired you to like want to do this theme? Because it was your idea.
I was just thinking about something fun that would be like a different kind of theme. Because last week we did do spring, which I feel like
we did.
That covers a lot of like what's on our minds right now. So I was like, how can we like dig into something like musically? That
would be, like, musically the app. Rest in peace.
Oh, God. Rest, you know, TikTok.
Well, so good.
Predecessor.
Exactly.
But I was just like, that would be fun to do like a weird like April thing. Because like months are weird. Like,
April flies.
You know, April flies sometimes.
Sometimes it does.
And so I was like, what is the month of April? And it's like, I don't know. I don't even remember what the other ones were because International Guitar Month was obviously the best.
Obviously. So. Wow. That's a funny thing to like make a whole month for.
Yeah.
Just to dedicate it to an instrument. I think that's pretty fun though. When I was in like fourth grade, I tried to learn the guitar and I was in this guitar class at like the local like community center and it was just me and a bunch of teenage boys and I was just this little girl and I was like, I hate this. So then I quit. But I kind of wish I didn't. So that's that.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my life story.
That's a good story though. Thanks so much. I played classical guitar for 3 years. Not like this guitar. I didn't throw any like classical gas in here because that was not.
Oh, we should have.
That was not the vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
Yeah, maybe we'll do classical guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one. What's our next song?
Next we have Vegas by Big Thief.
This is a good one. I chose this one. I really did. I mean, it's mostly at the beginning, like the little like bass line just really gets me every time. And I really just love a lot of Big Thief songs. I just think they're really talented, so I had to like throw in a song by them. Yeah. But yeah, this is Vegas by Big Thief.
I live alone. I live alone. Thank you.
What's up, you guys?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Yes. Our channel. Just kidding. No, it's that not was our so channel. Sad. This is our show.
Well, sort of.
It is our channel.
Wow.
WMFO is our
91.5.
Keep it free form.
So true.
That was Dollar Bill by Hippocampus.
It was. And like I said last week, like I said the week before, like, how could we not play an episode? What? Play a song by Hippocampus in each Granola Girls episode.
We are contractually obligated.
Legally obligated. Mm-hmm. Why are we? Are we on crack today? Like, why can't we? We just can't speak.
We're just kind of losing our minds over
we
here.
We are.
Yeah. It's the rain. It's the, I don't know.
It's the, yeah. It's there's something day. In the air. I don't know. Today and yesterday just feel kind of sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think because this weekend was so nice. Mm-hmm. Like, the weather was so beautiful. But now that it's not, like, I don't know. I fully thought that springtime was here.
Me too.
You know, our playlist last week, like, the nice weather. I was like, okay, it's time. It's never going to be cold again. And then,
today. And now it's cold again.
Yeah.
Sad. Unacceptable.
Truly. But yeah, so that was Dollar Bill by Hippocampus. Yeah. Again, the little beginning guitar riff is just always stuck in my head. And when me and Georgia saw the Saraband, like, we went to the Saraband show. I was going to say the Saraband concert. The Saraband show on Saturday, which was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was very good. We were talking about, like, this playlist, and then Georgia was like, oh, I was going to add a Hippocampus song, but, like, I wanted to see, like, what you would choose first. And I was like, I thought about it for a second, and then I was like, oh, Dollar Bill.
And obviously. I was like, yeah. Like, that's exactly what I was going to put.
Yeah.
And so just our minds are on the
our
same.
Our minds.
We're riding the same Hippocampus wave.
We really are. And I'm glad. Glad
our
to be on this wave.
Our campuses are linked. It's a part of the brain.
Okay, moving on. Anyway, it's a part of the brain. Yeah, I think we get it, Georgia.
Our younger listeners might not understand.
Our younger listeners.
all
cool the children out there
all
listening.
All the cool babies.
Yeah,
what's
so
up, cool
true.
Babies?
They're out there
somewhere.
But yeah. Gosh, what songs were we playing?
Before that, we had In Dreams by Ben
Howard. We really did. I love Ben Howard. I know, like, we did an episode about our top, like, Spotify artists at the end of 2018, and he was one of my top artists.
Yep.
You know, I haven't been, speaking of waves, haven't been riding that Ben Howard wave for that much of this year, because I'm not the biggest fan of, like, his newest album, unfortunately, but, like, I don't know. I still listen to him sometimes. That song is so good. Just, that man is so talented. Like, we couldn't do a guitar episode without, you know, putting in a song by him. What's the next song?
That was a good description of Ben Howard. I do like that song.
True. It's a good one.
This next song is one of my picks. It's Polly by Whitney, which I picked. Actually, we're just going to have to listen to it because, like, there's this. I picked it because of this one specific part, like, three quarters of the way in to this
cool.
song. But, yeah. So if we want to just.
Yeah, just wait until the 3/4 mark
just
of the
skip
song.
There. It'd be like.
Yeah, exactly.
2 seconds like that.
Right.
Just
and that's it.
We can listen to the whole song.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
This is Polly by Whitney.
Woo!
In the past, we wanted separate roles. Then I chose you. Yeah. And I've seen the kind of dirt that took my baby from me. Oh, whoa. I never told you. Anytime I feel my week is near. Over. I lay awake in all kinds of darkness, Polly. Oh.
What's up, everyone?
Hey. How's it going?
I think my mic is working now. Perfect.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good little part. Three-fourths of the way. That's exactly how it sounded. Thank you for sharing that.
I love that song. I love Whitney. Fun fact about Whitney, Dave Clark Five It, where their singer is also the drummer. So, fun fact about them. And right now we're going to go into a little important message.
Yeah, we are. So we have a guest in the house. Her name is Rachel. We went to high school together.
Give it up for Rachel.
Woo! She's unfortunately still in high school. She's a senior, but she just committed to Wellesley.
Yeah!
Wellesley 23. Go Blues! Go Blue. That's so exciting. So she picked out this PSA, and now we're just gonna give it a little read. If you're 50 or over, this message is for you. You know, so all of our listeners.
Yeah, all of our listeners are 50 or over.
Over time, if undetected... What? What is this word?
Colorectal.
Colorectal. What? Colorectal cancer becomes a killer. Sorry, that's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing at that word. But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is one cancer you can prevent. They find precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So today we found out I'm illiterate. Thank you guys so much for being here while I made this discovery. It was really a good moment for me. And thank you, Rachel, for picking out
I think that was really important. I think it's important that we touch on our younger listeners and our older
and
listeners
our older
like,
audience.
In the same episode.
So true. Because
you never know.
You know, because I bet a large majority of our listeners are over 50.
Yeah.
Right?
So, all eight of them.
Oh, yeah. What? How many do we have today? We'll check.
We'll check later. We'll get back to you.
We'll figure
that.
It out. But yeah, we're just going to move right along after that important message.
Yeah. Next song we have is Alabama Shakes, which I spoiled earlier, but it's just a kind of a boppy tune.
It's a bop. It really is.
Just so good. Okay. This is Hang Loose.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes, Georgia?
Sorry,
Do you have something to add?
I was just struggling with a pausing of the music and a putting on my headphones at the same time.
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
But I just received a text because my parents always text me when they tune into the show.
Wow.
And so my dad just told me that he says, fun fact, both Brittany Howard and Sister Rosetta Tharpe are famous for their weapon of choice, the Gibson SG. So Brittany Howard is the lead singer and guitarist in Alabama Shakes. So
hey,
her and Sister Rosetta Tharpe play the same guitar.
No way.
So the more you know.
That's so cool. And we were just listening to Miserloo. Yeah, by Dick Dale, and I was like, that's a funny name. And Georgia was like, that's not his real name. So we did some light research.
Yeah, we did.
What's his name? Robert Mansour?
His name is Richard Mansour. Richard. He is...
What's wrong with me today? Jesus.
No, it's Robert Richard. Like, it's all same the same
thing. He's half Lebanese.
Yeah.
He's... So my Middle Eastern king.
He's a Lebanese American who used influences from Arabic music in his development of surf rock.
That's amazing. You know, me and him have a connection. Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll, you know, listen to him more. Thanks, Georgia.
The more you know.
Just to close off our, you know, Granola Girls on this fine Tuesday on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, we just have, you know, a very grounding, calm song, April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
Because
April is here.
April is here.
She's here.
She's come. She will.
Yep. Okay, yep. I'm done.
We're going to go take a nap now, and
yes,
you should too.
April, come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no September, I'll remember a love once knew how.